Tradio, nourishing the soul of the digital generation.
World Youth Day week is upon us, and Pope Francis has now arrived in Rio de Janeiro, where he was given a formal greeting at the airport, followed by a welcoming ceremony at Guanabara Palace. Here is the Holy Father's address, thanks to our friends at Vatican Radio and Salt and Light.
Autoridades, irmãos e amigos, quis Deus, na sua amorosa providência, que a primeira viagem internacional do meu pontificado me consentisse voltar à amada América.
Madam President, distinguished authorities, brethren and friends, in His loving providence, God wished the first international trip of my pontificate should take me back to my beloved Latin America, specifically to Brazil, a country proud of its links to the Apostolic See and of its deep commitments of faith and friendship that have always kept it united in a special way to the successor of Peter. I am grateful for this divine benevolence.
Peço licença para entrar e transcorrer esta semana com vocês. Não tenho ouro nem prata.
I have learned that to gain access to the Brazilian people, it is necessary to pass through its great heart. So let me knock gently at this door. I ask permission to come in and spend the week with you. I have neither silver nor gold, but I bring with me the most precious thing given to me, Jesus Christ.
A paz de Cristo esteja com vocês.
I have come in His name to feed the flame of fraternal love that burns in every heart, and I wish my greeting to reach one and all. The peace of Christ be with you.
Obrigado pelo seu generoso acolhimento e por suas palavras que externaram a alegria dos brasileiros pela minha presença em sua pátria. Cumprimento também o senhor governador deste estado que amavelmente nos recebe na sede do governo, e o senhor prefeito do Rio de Janeiro.
The Holy Father cordially greets the president and members of the president's government, thanking her for her warm welcome and for the words by which she expressed the joy of all Brazilians at his presence in their country. The Holy Father greets the state governor who is hosting the Holy Father in the government palace, and the mayor of Rio de Janeiro, as well as the members of the diplomatic corps accredited to the government of Brazil and other authorities present, and all those who worked hard to make the Holy Father's visit here a reality. I would like, says the Holy Father, to greet affectionately my brother bishops, to whom falls the serious task of guiding God's flock in this vast country, as well as their beloved local churches. With this visit, I wish to pursue the pastoral mission proper to the Bishop of Rome of confirming my brothers in their faith in Christ, of encouraging them to give an account of the reasons for the hope which comes from Him, and of inspiring them to offer everyone the inexhaustible riches of His love. As you know, the principal reason for my visit to Brazil goes beyond its borders. I have actually come for World Youth Day. I am here to meet young people coming from all over the world, drawn to the open arms of Christ the Redeemer. They want to find a refuge in His embrace, close to His heart, to listen again to His clear and powerful appeal, go and make disciples of all nations. These young people are from every continent. They speak many languages. They bring with them different cultures, yet they also find in Christ the answer to their highest aspirations, held in common, and they can satisfy the hunger for a pure truth and an authentic love which binds them together in spite of differences. Christ offers them peace, knowing that there is no force more powerful than the one released from the hearts of young people when they have been conquered by the experience of friendship with Him.
Ide parallenta fronteras do que es humanamente posible e crien un mundo di mal.
Christ has confidence in young people and entrusts them with the very future of His mission. Go and make disciples. Go beyond the confines of what is humanly possible and create a world of brothers and sisters. And young people have confidence in Christ. They are not afraid to risk for Him the only life they have, because they know they will not be disappointed. As I begin my visit to Brazil, I am well aware that in addressing young people, I am also speaking to their families, their local and national church communities, the societies they come from, and the men and women upon whom this new generation largely depends. Here it is common for parents to say, "Our children are the apple of our eyes." How beautiful is this expression of Brazilian wisdom, which applies to young people an image drawn from our eyes, which are the window through which light enters us, granting us the miracle of sight. What would become of us if we didn't look after our eyes? How could we move forward? I hope that during this week, each one of us will ask ourselves this thought-provoking question. Young people are the window through which the future enters the world, thus presenting us with great challenges. Our generation will show that it can realize the promise found in each young person when we know how to give them space, how to create the material and spiritual conditions for their full development. How to give them a solid basis on which to build their lives. How to guarantee their safety and their education to be everything they can be. How to pass on to them lasting values that make life worth living. How to give them a transcendent horizon for their thirst for authentic happiness and their creativity for the good. How to give them the legacy of a world worthy of human life. And how to awaken in them their greatest potential as builders of their own destiny, sharing responsibility for the future of everyone. As I conclude, I ask everyone to show consideration towards each other and, if possible, the sympathy needed to establish friendly dialogue. The arms of the Pope are now spread to embrace all of Brazil in its human, cultural, and religious complexity and richness. From the Amazon basin to the Pampa, from the dry regions to the Pantanal, from the villages to the great cities, no one is excluded from the Pope's affection. In 2 days' time, God willing, I will remember all of you before Our Lady of Aparecida, invoking her maternal protection on your homes and families. But for now I give you all my blessing. Thank you for your welcome.
Radio.org.au